Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I gave in. Gave in to peer pressure.
Wait, what happened?
Well, I was trying to hold out.
First of all, who's peering you?
My peers. My neighborhood peers. We were that lawn.
Hold on. That was a dumb question. That got a dumb answer. You're right.
My neighbor. My peers. The people who are around me.
Well, I didn't know if it was a work thing. Neighbors, family.
Neighbors.
Okay.
Specifically, my retired neighbors.
Yeah.
We just have a lot of people around us who, I don't know, like, they're on it. They're really good at lawn care and landscaping.
Yeah.
They've got stuff planted. They've got the yard mowed. Like, everything looks immaculate.
So what did they peer you into?
We had to mow last night.
Oh.
And by we, I'm using the royal we. I didn't mow, but my husband did. And he was not happy about it because it's like our yard, we've got this hill and everything kind of collects. And in the valley, it's still quite damp.
How long have you been in that house?
6 years.
Have you had this moisture problem in the back the entire day? Maybe over wetness, whatever you term.
Is this
all the back to that hose issue?
No. It's not a problem, really. It's just that, like, I don't want to do it. And it's still kind of damp back there. Why don't we let it dry out another day?
Oh, I had a full-scale landscaping project for your future.
Oh, you did?
Like, retile that backyard.
You wanted to tile it?
Yeah.
No.
Get rid of all of the issues.
Have I not told you what happened with the half bath? We couldn't have a retiling issue.
Well, you hire this one out.
Oh.
You are not. The Fix-It fellas aren't doing it. You're not doing it.
It is above our pay grade.
But swampy grass or too wet grass in mowing, I hate it.
Yes.
Because it clogs the mower.
Exactly.
Then you have to always stop. Wait for the blade. Safety first.
Safety first.
Get in there. Take out the clumps. Find your yardie.
Yep. Yep.
And then start it up again.
Exactly.
It was never
start,
no.
Stop, start, stop,
yes.
Start, stop. So it was a process. He wasn't like happy when he was done, but it was done. And it looks nice and it smells so good because you got that fresh cut.
Both of those are true. What is his beverage of choice after a day on the lawn? First of all, does he walk in and go,
He does not come in like a damsel in distress.
Well, no. Ugh. There's also like, I've just got so much sweat on my brow. This is the only option.
No, he's like annoyed. It's too late. Like it's already dark. The sun has set. He's been working on, you know, the yard all evening long. And now he's like, well, I guess I have to take a shower. Like, well, yeah, you stink. You can't get in this bed. Like, no, shower, yuck. Well, I guess I have, like,
I'm sure his ankles also had the spray from the kind of mucky,
mm-hmm.
boggy
grass
stuff.
Grass clipping stick to you then. Yep. You're just, it's that season
again,
friends.
I'm going to go one level more personal, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Do you make him strip in the main part
somewhere
of the house?
Else?
Yes.
No.
And then he's just skivvies up the stairs? Or less?
No. No, I'm not that strict.
Shannon is.
Shannon's got rules when it comes to
mowing
the lawn.
That mudroom takes on a lot of clothes in the summertime. Yes.
I am not that strict. No, good for you, Shannon. Good for you.
I don't want those muddy. We have hardwood, too. It's easy to clean.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you have hardwood floors?
Nope.
Huh.
Strip it down. Same applies to when I snowblow.
Oh, yeah, that.
If it's like a full-on intense, I'm just covered in that residual snow that blows back on you.
I am strict on that.
Yeah.
I get an extra. I put a towel down on the ground. Like, okay, you can only go to here. Stomp it off.
Yes.
Take things off. Yeah.
Lose a layer. Take a step. You get
it. It's always, whatever the season, there's always just a little bit of mess, huh? We're trampling in. Dang it.
We want the seasons, right? That's what we love about the seasons.
We do. Oh, the seasons. Everything has potential to become a horror movie. All of your childhood bedtime stories, and now anything from your game closet as a kid.
Like Mouse Trap.
Operation.
Twister ties you up in knots.
I'll tell you about it's none of those. But I'll tell you which one is being made into a horror movie in Z Sleeve.
Candyland of Death.
Candyland of death. Oh, Candyland is a horror movie would be terrifying.
I mean, you get caught in that chocolate bog and you just go
licorice whip man or whatever he was. He had a creepy mustache. Yeah. Back to childhood.
Yes.
I don't know if you've had this conversation lately, but do you have a favorite dinosaur?
Oh, that's a great question. T-Rex and I have similar properties. We have short.
What are the properties that you have in common with the T-Rex? Go.
I start with my arm length or lack thereof wingspan.
You mostly just identify with his arms, yes, huh? Not the massive legs.
Also, I'm pretty trunky.
And on a leg day, oh, look out.
I'm very trunky. I got short arms and I love meat. T-Rex and I are hand in hand.
And you should see him tear through a steak. My goodness.
Velociraptor wasn't a thing until the Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah,
and they intrigued me because they're smart.
It was not a thing.
It wasn't. Nobody was talking about them. They weren't popular.
Yeah, they got an agent.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Hollywood needs to have a hand on the dinosaur thing. Because mine goes back to the Land Before Time.
Yes.
As a kid. Like Sarah, because that was the only girl dinosaur. I don't know any other.
And she was a gentle long-necked dinosaur, right?
No, she's the Triceratops.
Okay, thank you for saying Triceratops.
Like she had cool hair.
I also think Triceratopses are cool.
What? Because they have a cool crown.
Yes, they have a crown and they have three horns.
Their own thing.
You got
it. Check it out.
And like they're gentle herbivores, but don't mess with them, right? Don't mess with the bull, you get the horns.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, just because 40% of adults don't have a favorite dinosaur.
How is that possible?
I am so glad we are in the 60% majority. So,
how can you not have a favorite dinosaur? That makes no sense.
You better get a favorite dinosaur, folks, okay?
That's right.
Think about it.
Slacking on dinosaurs.
Think about that today instead of doing whatever it is you're going to do.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I saw the coolest thing ever in downtown Cedar Rapids yesterday.
What did you see?
I'm running a little bit late for a meeting downtown. I'm on the board for Theater Cedar Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And we can't have the meetings in the building because it's an active construction zone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the U.S. Bank building, which by the way is 99% vacant, has a conference room. Mm-hmm. So I'm parking. And remember, that's a hotbed of activity down there. You've got the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. They've got Women Lead Change today and tomorrow.
That's right.
Noon Rotary. So there's just cars everywhere. I see a semi pull off a U-turn on First Avenue.
On First Avenue.
This guy was a pro. He somehow got the semi part to stay. He got the cab to go around. And right where First and Third intersect, he did a U-turn. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
7-year-old Eric was in awe.
Wow. When you see somebody who really knows how to move a machine like that, it is so impressive.
We are in a warehouse district in Southwest Cedar Rapids, and many occasion,
I've seen plenty of people who don't know what they're doing.
A lot of semi drivers can't quite get it in reverse.
Nope.
This guy actively U-turned across four lanes of traffic on First Avenue and did it within the time of the light. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And I don't think you're supposed to U-turn there. That's
no,
another topic.
I mean, nobody should.
Because if he gets stuck there, ain't nobody going nowhere.
That was a roll of the dice, sir.
Yeah. It was impressive.
Wow.
Impressive.
Whew. Well, stuff like that makes me, like, rethink things because I was not impressive yesterday. I needed to stop coming up just a little bit after 7. We're going to do a Taste It Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to try a special new cereal. So we needed what? Milk.
Milk.
If you're having cereal, you need milk. So I stopped by and I was just going to get a little thing of milk for us to enjoy. And I went to my local gas station, got up to the thing, and I noticed one of the cashiers. I know her. Oh my gosh. We went to high school together.
What?
Yeah. And she's finishing up her business and I'm doing my business. And she's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm great. And then the cashier hands me my change. And I don't know why, like Butterfingers or whatever, I had several bills and they all went, it was like it exploded out of my hands. And then it like ended up partly on the counter and partly on the floor. So I'm picking up stuff and I'm putting it back in my wallet that's off the counter. And then I did it again.
Twice?
Yeah.
You did it twice?
Yes.
You dropped your money
then
twice.
Behind me was another person that's like, "Hey, Claire, how are you?" I did it again.
Like, you just flustered handling cash?
Yes. A former coworker, like, "Oh my gosh, long time, no see. Like, haven't seen you in so long." And I'm trying to put the, like, why am I using cash, by the way? I thought, like, it's only a dollar something. I don't need to use
that. That was my question.
I don't know.
Why are you paying in cash?
I don't know. I will never do it again, though. I'll tell you this. Cash, you embarrassed me.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Iowa City Police Department is continuing to investigate that shooting in downtown Iowa City this past Sunday morning. Investigators are following numerous leads. They've positively identified numerous persons of interest, except for one associated with this incident, person number three. So if you've been looking at the social media, either being shared by your friends or by Iowa City Public Safety, there is a photo capturing five juveniles or young men walking. And they had numbers above their heads.
1 through 5.
Three is the person of interest they have not identified. So they would like some help there. Also, if you're a business owner in the downtown Iowa City area or slightly beyond, they would like all security footage from 1 to 2:15. Because if you consider, as people enter and exit a space, right, they're going to pass cameras that might not be specifically in that one location.
Totally.
And if you were there, and we know a lot of people were filming on their phones. And you'd be willing to give that over to the police. They would really appreciate it. So please contact the Iowa City Police if any of that is information that you or somebody you know can share. Five victims identified. So we know the five. Their names have not been released. One is still in critical. Two stable. Two were let go from the hospital. So of the five people injured, three still remain in the hospital. Cedar Rapids Community School District is suing the state of Iowa, specifically the Iowa Department of Education School Budget Review Committee, which told our school board that we cannot spend another $18 million. This is a amount of money that is discretionary, typically used for students in alternative education or at risk of dropping out. And we typically go to the state and say, "Hey, do we have authorization, if necessary, to spend above at this level?" And every year they're like, "You bet."
Sure.
This year they said no. The state says they received a complaint about how funds were being used.
Ooh.
The school says they've not misspent or miscoded any funds, so you saying no is the wrong thing. So the Cedar Rapids Community School District is asking the state to basically reverse what they're calling an unfair decision and is requesting judicial review. So we will see where that goes. That's on top of the big budget issue currently facing the Cedar Rapids Community School District. Claire.
Eric.
Do you dare enter the musical instrument petting zoo? Danger.
In the wild?
In the wild. It's outdoors this year. Orchestra Iowa and Orchestra Iowa School are excited to announce the Season Family Discovery Day. This is typically, ever since I can remember, has been a concert at Opus Cafe and then in Paramount. They're doing it Morgan Creek Park this year.
I think this is so much fun.
10 till 1 is going to be this Saturday. You've got the Iowa String, Brass, Woodwind, and Percussion Ensembles will be performing. Then some interactivity, a lot of Q&A, a musical instrument petting zoo. Food trucks are going to be on site. A lot of activities, games, stuff for families. Orchestra Iowa School also have interactive demos of their offerings for kids through adults. So that's all coming up. I believe the maestro is joining us tomorrow to give us a lot more in-depth information.
Can't wait to hear more.
But Orchestra Iowa Free Family Discovery Day is, and the weather, by the way, for Saturday is looking pretty good for that event. I'm pausing to just make sure I'm not lying. Yeah, 67 and mostly sunny skies. Just going to be a little
gorgeous.
Cool. So, Orchestra Iowa Family, Free Family Discovery Day outside this year at Morgan Creek Park on Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Oh, I'm ready. Here I am.
Thank you. Okay, yesterday we talked about the big surprise Sabrina Carpenter shared with everybody at Coachella. She brought Madonna out on stage to join her in a very special performance. They sounded great together. They sang multiple songs. Madonna sang a new song. She told everybody that it was 20 years ago on that day that she had done her last performance at the Coachella stage. And she was about to drop a brand new album coming up in July. So all very exciting. Perfectly executed, right? From a somebody who knows exactly how this business works.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna. Except after the performance, apparently Madonna's outfit went missing.
It's like you're swimming in the swimming hole and then somebody hides your clothes.
Yes, and it was an important piece, too. She's offering a reward for anyone who can find it and return it to her. She said it was a full circle moment, and it hits different when you discover the vintage pieces that I wore went missing. My costume was pulled from my personal archives. The jacket, the corset, the dress, all the garments. They weren't just clothes. They were a part of my history. Other archival items from the same area are missing as well. I'm hoping and praying that some kind soul will find these items and reach out to my team. Thank you with all of my heart.
So I'm presuming they were all backstage. And that is limited, right? Everybody has to have credentials.
Yep.
So there's your suspect pool. Start there.
Police aren't convinced the stuff was actually stolen. They think that they were just misplaced by staff, and the staff's like, oh, somebody stole them.
Also, you might have inept staff,
I think
Madonna.
You need to talk within yourself.
Oh, so. No, that was stolen.
However, there was a Coachella theft, and it was stupid.
Oh, no.
Anytime you get that kind of tingly feeling in the back of your spine that, like, maybe this is wrong, maybe this isn't right, listen to that little voice. A beach rental business, they let people borrow their vehicles, had someone posing as a member of Justin Bieber's team, saying that they needed some last-minute electric Mokies. They're like these little Jeep thing, Mokes.
Okay.
They go around and they go through the sand really easily. They made a last-minute request for the buggies, claiming that they needed to shuttle Justin Bieber between a private villa and the festival grounds, and this is how they wanted to do it. Despite warning signs, like not wanting to put down a deposit to rent them, the cars were delivered to the desert, and luckily the owner had some trackers on them. They were discovered heading down to Tijuana on a flatbed.
Oh, no!
They tried to call the authorities at the border and get it shut down before they
crossed the border. Yeah.
Yep. But they are gone.
Oh, no.
They are gone. The GPS signals went dark. A loss of $200,000.
$200,000?
Yep. In vehicles. All in the name of Justin Bieber, but he did not use them.
You know, I never read the fine print in my insurance clauses, but I would hope that they still pay for stupidity.
Right. Right. Whoever was running the desk.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make Mr. Bieber happy, but.
Oh, yes, right away.
No, sign the paperwork. And he's Justin Bieber. He can put down a deposit.
Yes. If you're part of the management team, sometimes you got to put your own credit card down.
Exactly. So don't take that from them. Okay. And everything from our childhood is being taken and made into some sort of horror film. And they've gone from Winnie the Pooh and beautiful
Steamboat Willie I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Mickey Mouse. And now they're turning to the gaming closet. Hasbro's Hungry Hungry Hippos. There's a new horror movie.
As a horror movie?
It's a new horror movie about a killer hippo, and it's called Hungry. The tagline is, this hippo isn't playing games. Here's the trailer.
I'm in love. I have questions. When and where, Claire? When and where?
Straight to streaming.
Yes!
Friends. Straight to streaming on demand and digital platforms June 23rd. Look for Hungry.
On demand. I got to wait to find it on a streaming service near me.
Yeah.
But it's called Hungry.
Hungry. You have to say it like that.
Hungry.
June 23rd. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You're live from the Z102.9 Test Kitchens for Taste
Sorry,
Tuesday.
Sorry, I got the giggles.
You should have the giggles. A couple things have transpired as we were just getting ready to come on. One, you've opened the box. Two, you smelled your fingers, and I don't know what that meant. And then three, I asked you to read the first ingredient of the box, Edie's breakfast cereal.
I was trying to open the cereal. I cut the bag, and it kind of spilled out, and then the cereal touched my finger, and then I wanted to see if that meat smell went onto my hand. It did not.
Okay, thank God.
I got the box of Meaties here, your beef-based breakfast cereal. You asked what the first ingredient is?
Yes.
It's beef, Eric.
Okay.
The ingredients, it's not a very long list.
What's on the list?
Beef.
Yeah.
Pure maple syrup, raw honey, cinnamon, salt, vanilla extract, and monk fruit extract.
Okay. On the front of the box, by the way, it has a cartoon character. It is a very buff bear.
Yeah,
it's like
abs.
Looking in a mirror, Claire.
exactly what I thought,
he's,
Eric.
He's flexing. He's wearing a cape. You could see his bear abs. It is Meaty's Beef Up Your Breakfast. They offer two flavors. One is chocolate. The one we have is maple cinnamon. Now, Claire, it is shown in this particular photo with bananas in the background. Are we going to prep our plates just like that?
Well, I grabbed a banana just in case that helped. I want you to get the nose.
Okay, I'm not smelling any beef.
Okay.
I'm afraid.
We wanted to smell the cereal first.
Yeah.
It does smell like maple and cinnamon. So I have high hopes that this... Also, it is very... it's hard and it looks crunchy.
It's like grape nuts. When you open the bag first, I thought it was like Cocoa Krispies. But it's just little ground... It's almost finely powdered cereal that's in these little tiny granular nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you've given me twice as much as you. Okay. Now.
You what?
No, it's fine.
Here,
it's fine.
I'll spoon some out.
Thank you.
Put it into mine.
If we're both going to be disgusted, I want to be fairly disgusted.
Okay. Make it fair. Make it fair.
Now, what it says how to prepare. You read the instructions online.
Yes.
What are the steps?
Step one, pour Meaties into a bowl, just like grain-based cereals.
Okay. We did that.
Step two, pour milk, preferably whole milk, onto the cereal.
You're doing that right now. You're pouring whole milk onto the cereal.
Exactly.
That's a generous pour.
It also suggests add sliced banana and or Greek yogurt.
All right, I'm good for a banana.
You want a little banana sliced up on there? Okay.
That's a good green banana.
I love a green banana.
Now, this box does take me back to my YMCA day camp days, because the very last day we would do an overnight at Mar Park and sleep in the tent, and you had to bring your own breakfast. It was one of those fun size boxes.
Yeah.
And so it very similar to those. Did you notice there was a word search on the side of the box that apparently producer Ben has already accomplished?
I did notice that there was a word search when I purchased it. The word search has since been completed.
You got them all. Good job, producer Ben.
Ben, way to go.
Okay.
Step three on the cereal.
Oh, yeah, step three.
Is to enjoy it. So I think there's no more dawdling. We better get to eating.
This box is 20 grams of protein. It is USA 100% beef, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial ingredients, although we just added some whole milk. Because you know why? More protein.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you going in with a bite with a banana first, or would that be your second
bite? I'm
going
to go without the banana first.
All right,
just
same here.
Meat cereal.
Okay,
and
this
milk.
Is Meaties. I am... worried that I don't taste any beef.
I don't taste beef. It is crunchy.
I don't like the texture.
It's a weird texture.
If I had braces, this would be the worst breakfast in the world.
It doesn't stay
just on the end. Maybe a little.
It's a very odd. It doesn't taste like maple anymore. It doesn't taste like cinnamon anymore. It doesn't taste like beef either.
No. Now, it is not gag-inducing like when we tried that turkey-flavored Oreo.
Right.
Like that. I'm going to try one with a banana.
Okay. It's not gag-inducing. It's not terrible. It's just not like, oh, this could take on Cap'n Crunch. Like, I don't think so, friends. I don't think so.
I don't do breakfast smoothies. I think this would work in a breakfast smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
You could blend this with the banana and whatever else you put in those things. It's not my cup of tea. And you would have the same effect. Eating it with a spoon and a bowl isn't working.
No, by itself, it is not great. I think if you put this in like a parfait, like yogurt, bananas.
Sprinkle on top.
Other things.
Yeah.
And it was just a sprinkle of it. It wouldn't be as bad.
The first taste had kind of a dessert flavor to it.
On its own, it's not very good.
You could put it on ice cream and trick a kid into having beef ice
cream.
Do it. All right. You ready for this? I'm a little upset I didn't gag. Like,
I really wanted to gag on this.
In my head, I'm like, this thing is going to cause me to not want to swallow it. But I did, and it was surprisingly okay. It just doesn't get better as you eat and consume more of it.
It's supposed to be, they keep talking about the health of it on the box. If you go into this thinking, I'm having a health-based cereal, perhaps
you
can push through.
There are aisles at the grocery store I never walk into. One of them is healthy cereals that are out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, natural cereals. So maybe for a person who lives in this world already, this would just be like, oh, it's a variety. It's another thing I can have.
If I'm all about those gains, go for it.
I think so.
Maybe you'll enjoy Meaties. But I will tell you, for a tiny box, a 3.9-ounce box.
How much did you spend on this thing?
$15.
Yeah,
you lost your mind.
This was a teeny, teeny, tiny box of cereal, and it was expensive.
I look forward to the moment where this goes down the drain.
Yeah,
just is not good. It was bad.
Back to the drawing board, Meaties.
Meaties doesn't do it for the Morning Scramble. That's going to wrap up an abbreviated Taste of Tuesday on the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Mm-mm. Cooking up. What is that? It's Taste It Tuesday with the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
Now it's time for a Taste It Tuesday postscript.
Oh, man.
It's getting worse, friends.
The longer it lingers in my mouth, I'm finding, like, little bits of ground beef.
As small as it was, it does get in the crevices and pockets and between teeth and kind of back in that little part of your cheeks. And it's the last thing I saw when I walked away. I'm like, it kind of does look like taco meat. And the moment I put that in my head, now I'm starting to taste the beef.
Yeah, after you have ground beef tacos and it's like, oh, still got some leftovers in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, but we just had bowls of cereal.
We just had Meaties cereal. If you missed Taste It Tuesday, this will make it to the podcast a little bit later this morning on the Morning Scramble. You can get it at the website. And the first bite, I think, was so surprisingly not bad. I don't want to call it good. That I was all in.
I know.
I was waiting to go, ugh!
Shockingly not gag-inducing.
No.
It's not bad. It's sweet. It's crunchy. It's kind of what you're looking for. But then when you remember that it's meat, it's just, I don't know, man.
And again, with the banana, and if you mixed it into a well-blended breakfast shake or protein shake.
A parfait, I think, would be great.
I think you'd be okay. But as we had it, which was with just in a bowl with whole milk, as we've now walked away from it, you always get a little aftertaste of whatever you eat, right? It's not like we're even belching it back up. It's just this kind of meat coating is now in our mouths.
Sweet meat.
Sweet meat coating.
Ah.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Tuck in, friends. We've got a...
Tuck in?
Tuck in. We've got an issue from Mom Nicole. She wrote us a little email. And if you ever have an issue and you'd like to submit it to Momtroversy, it's quite simple. Just email us, scramble@kzia.com.
Okay, I'm tucked in.
Tuck in. Good morning, my favorite morning people. Here's a Momtroversy for you. We're new to town, and we just made some new friends. We were over at their house recently with our kids, and one of my darling children decided to throw a Lego... face palm, and of course it hit their 75-inch LED TV. It damaged it, only a tiny spot on the screen. We felt horrible, so we offered to replace the TV. Turns out, after a little shopping, it's a $1,200 TV.
Whoa.
For us, that's a lot of money. We don't want to ruin this new friendship with this family. We could order it, but here's the thing. The TV still works. It's just a small spot of discoloration where the Lego hit. Am I wrong for hitting pause here? What do other moms do when you're in this situation and your kid damages something?
Okay, let's break all of this down. It was your neighbor's house and you've just gotten to know them. Your kid is the perpetrator. Doesn't break a TV, but makes it different than it was when you were in the house.
Yes.
It's expensive to replace. I've not heard in here, do you think they're having this conversation about replacing it? Because it feels like she's ready to either pull the trigger or call them back and say, it's not that bad.
Here's what we're going to... I think in the moment, you're like, oh my gosh, we'll replace it. We'll replace it. And they're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And you leave. And then everybody has separated and then feelings are festering. I don't know how the family who owns the TV feels.
Right.
But are they getting more mad? Obviously you had something really, really nice and it's not perfect anymore. And that wasn't anybody in our house who did it. It was your kid.
So now you are home and you're wondering what the next step is.
Mm-hmm.
And this even doesn't even have to do with any sort of punishment with the kid. It's kind of like as the parent of the kid who broke the rule, who broke something, what do you do now? Damage has happened. What are your obligations?
I don't know. I've never been in a situation where something as expensive. Toys, yes. Kids break toys all the time. But I'm thinking back to, do you remember the Wii Fit thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like the whole thing was we were trying to exercise, right? And move with that controller.
It would track your movement. That's why it had a wrist strap on it. So in case you threw it.
But sometimes you would throw it. And if you didn't have that wrist strap on, I have heard of incidents where people have thrown that thing. They chucked it at the TV and damaged the TV.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Okay. What's the right move here? Her kid clearly damaged their brand new friends. Very expensive.
And also, it's a new friend. It's not old friends.
Television.
We go way back. New friends.
What's the move here? What would you do? Have you been in this situation? Let us know. Let this family know. They're also new to town. We'd love to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's Momtroversy at 200-1029. Give us a buzz.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Gotta help a mom out. She's new to the area and just making some friends. And they got two families together. The kids are playing. Everything's going great. Until her kid gets a little rambunctious and decides to throw a Lego. It hits the TV screen, the 75-inch QLED TV screen, and damages a spot on the screen. Now, she feels horrible. She offers to replace the TV and then finds out it's a $1,200 TV.
Yowza.
She doesn't want to ruin the friendship, but she doesn't know what to do in this situation. Now, what would you do if your kid damaged something at somebody else's house and you kind of need to do something? Do you replace it? What do you do?
Amber, what are you thinking about this topic?
I say before you go all in and buy a new TV, maybe take it to a repair shop. If it costs $500 or $600 to get it repaired, it's way cheaper than buying that brand new TV.
People seem to forget.
Remember that.
You can fix stuff. We live in such a disposable society.
It's garbage.
That's right.
Jeez, Amber.
That saves a lot of money. That's right. How do you have the conversation with your kid? Is there any money coming from the child?
I'd say no if it was an accident. If he intentionally threw it at the TV, yes, there should be consequences where he works off some of the money. But if it was an accident, I would say no.
Got it. All right. Very level-headed. Very well-reasoned. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I do like the repair approach. For some reason, I think, as I said, we're just so used to
did
like...
did not occur to me at all.
Go get a new one.
See, this is why we need help. Because sometimes you look at a problem, it's like, oh, there's only this solution. We need all the eyes on these kinds of problems.
And what this problem does is it has sub-problems. So if you have an opinion on the TV, great. But I'd still love to hear, what are you going to do about your kid?
Yeah.
How do you explain why you need to fix this?
That's a good point, too, because how did this happen? I guess we don't have context. Was it an on-purpose thing? Was it just an accident? I guess, how would you approach that with the child then?
Also, it's a new friend. If this... our friends are, you know, we grew up with their kids and let's say they were over.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a good example. One of their kids were bouncing on our couches and sprung a spring.
Ooh-ooh.
To this day, we never told them. We could, cause I didn't, here's what I didn't want to disrupt the friendship.
Right.
Like there's also those moments where like, maybe you just kind of tuck it under the rug.
I know.
Being at the house that was impacted or the other family.
I don't want something to ruin our friendship. How do you proceed in a situation like this? Being careful of the friendship, being careful of how you're raising your kid, too.
Nicole, this is a fantastic Momtroversy. Thanks for calling it in. If anybody has an opinion on this approach, what would you do? 200-1029. We call it Momtroversy.
So I would say they have to suck it up and pay for the new TV because it never fails. Once a screen starts doing something funky, it's just going to keep getting worse. And maybe if they can't do the $1,200 up front, just let the family know that they've priced it out and they see it as an expensive TV and ask if they can do $200 or $400 or $500 a month till it's paid off since the TV is in working condition right now.
That's sure.
That's a good point. It accomplishes the TV still working.
Right.
You could also, if that family buys the TV and then basically you can reimburse them on a payment plan.
In good faith, we would pay you back.
I didn't consider that. Excellent approach.
Yeah,
thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.